I've got the look that drives the girls wild. I've got the move that really move them. I said chill up and down their spine. I'm just a sexy boy.
What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas on those shapes. And today we have review. Kicking off this week's episode of Monday Night Raw, we have Drew McIntyre in the ring with the legends. We got Ric Flair, HBK, Shawn Michaels, the Big Show, and we got Christian all in the ring. Those were all four participants that helped out Drew McIntyre beat Randy Orton and retain his WWE championship. HBK says, blame it on Ric Flair.
Just don't get it. I don't need to beg for anything. I'll be given a title match because I am Randy Orton. I will be given a title match because I am a 13-time WWE champ. The only reason that I am here today is to remind you and everyone else in that ring that there is a price
for interfering in his match at the Clash.
Cross the Legend Killer.
First match of the night, we get my favorite female wrestler, the WWE Raw Women's Champion, Asuka, versus Zelina Vega. Again,
forget.
And the champion had the Asuka lock, but Vega got to the bottom rope and broke it up.
Very similar to what we saw last night. The injury hampering Asuka's ability to execute.
Vega.
Oh, and Asuka was tied up with the official and a backstabber. Could we have a new champion? Cover!
Oh,
on the bottom rope. Joe Vega even tucked the injured arm of Asuka.
This was a return match from the Clash of the Champions. We had my favorite female wrestler, Asuka, against Zelina Vega at the pay-per-view. That match was terrible. This match, though, I don't know if it was the bright lights from the pay-per-view that had Zelina Vega off, but she was much, much better on Monday Night Raw. Their chemistry was much better between these two. I like what they did in the ring. Shout out to Asuka. She gets the win by submission. I'm going to give this match 8.5 stars.
Asuka wants to break the hold. Asuka relentless.
Strategy by
next up, we have the limitless one, Keith Lee versus Andrade.
Oh,
oh man.
Yeah, except the tank fights back here in WWE. Now going up to the top turnbuckle. Andrade off the top. Caught by Lee.
That's the last thing Andrade wanted to see.
Effortless power there from Lee and a chop block to the back of the left knee by Andrade. Oh. And that kick sending Lee face first into the middle turnbuckle.
And rightfully so on Andrade's part. I mean, you need to take away that base of power. You need to ground Keith Lee so he can't do the things he's been doing.
Boom! Double knees. Keith Lee's got to be seeing shadows.
Andrade has Keith
Lee. I like what Andrade does in the ring. He's one of the best that WWE has. Shout out to Andrade. Keith Lee, his debut has been kind of since he's been pulled up from NXT. I like what they did in this match here. I always say when you get an athletic big man and an athletic little guy, the chemistry is going to be great. I like what these two did in the ring. Keith Lee gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 8 stars.
Leah.
So it's feeling like it's 2003, 2004 all over again. We have the Rey Mysterio family drama with the DNA test and all this crazy stuff going on. And we get Jerry the King Lawler giving us the King's Court interviewing the Mysterio family. It's Seth Rollins on the big screen and he reveals the text messages between Murphy and Rey Mysterio's daughter.
The thing is, you don't have to believe my words. You can see it for yourself. Take a look at what I found in Murphy's phone. Oh, that seems like she's a little friendlier than she's leading on. I mean, there's a happy birthday message in those DMs. The truth hurts, right? Hurts me too. But I promise you, it's for the greater good.
Next up, we had Mandy Rose and Dana Brooke versus Lana and Natalya Neidhart. Ooh, this was a rough one to make it through. Lots of botches, sloppiness all through this match. I think this is Natty's project here. They said, hey, you take these women and you get them over. You teach them some stuff in the ring because that's got to be what's going on here with Natalya Neidhart.
Dana Brooke.
Whoa!
Oh, my God!
Oh. Lana's done.
Face first into the canvas to boot. Here's the cover. Lana able to kick out.
Here and Natalya back in the ring, but look at Dana Brooke.
Big clothesline.
Natalya for involvement in this matchup.
Now Lana went for a kick. Man.
Terrible, terrible match. Wasn't really feeling it. I'm going to give this match half star.
Randy Rhodes and Dana Brooke victorious.
Here are your winners, the team of Dana Brooke and Mandy Rose.
And you couldn't ask for a better outing for Dana Brooke.
Next up, we have the feud that's going nowhere. We have Kevin Owens versus Aleister Black. I like what these two do in the ring individually. I hate that they're using Kevin Owens like this, man. He is a main event talent. He needs to be treated as such. He needs to be back at the top of the card fighting for the Universal Championship, the Intercontinental Championship, or the WWE Championship. Why they have him wasting away doing middle of the card shows and matches, not really feeling it. Aleister Black, still one of those NXT call-ups that's been kind of disappointing as well with the rest of them. I like what he does in the ring, just not getting over too well here. He gets disqualified. Kevin Owens gets the win. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars.
Aleister Black struck me. Kevin Owens is your winner.
Kevin Owens.
Stunner!
Kevin Owens!
Man, I think you're right, Tom.
Next up, we have a 24-7 championship match between champion R-Truth, challenger Drew Gulak, and challenger Tozawa. Is this stuff still going on? We still have this gimmicky, extra over-the-top, unnecessary, not funny, uncomedic stuff going on. You get a couple good moments here with R-Truth. He's the only one being able to sustain this 24-7 run. Drew Gulak, he was just having matches with Daniel Bryan, putting on classics and classics with Daniel Bryan on SmackDown. He's relegated back to the 24-7 title. Not really feeling that. R-Truth gets the win here. I'm going to give this match half star.
Oh,
face first into the canvas goes Tozawa. On R-Truth.
Up goes Gulak.
I'm out. 2-for-1. An AA from his childhood mentor, John Cena. R-Truth.
What are you doing out here? Get out of here. Get out of here. I gotta handle this. Get out. Get out, please.
Next up, we have Dominic Mysterio versus Murphy. I've told you guys, I wish this feud would have ended with SummerSlam. Now we've got the family drama going on. We've got Murphy and Rey Mysterio's daughter getting into it, and they're sending each other text messages and all this extra stuff. Really? Come on, man. I'm not really feeling that. Dominic Mysterio loses here. Murphy gets the win. I'm going to get this match.
Understand what you just did?
Stop! Just stop, Dominic! Just stop!
I'm doing this for our family! To protect our legacy!
It's not necessary!
Have you not seen what he's done to us? To our family? Dad was right. You are naive.
Next up, we have my favorite stable in professional wrestling. We have the Hurt Biz versus Mustafa Ali, Ricochet, and Apollo Crews.
CEO inserts himself. Oh, just in time.
Apollo Crews into the equation now, and out goes Lashley.
But he got all of that.
MVP all alone inside the ring.
Shelton Benjamin just annihilated. And a two legal superstars in this six-man tag. Now the cover by MVP. Ali tries to turn it around. Kick out by Porter.
Keep an eye on Ali.
all the way for the satellite DDT.
This was another one of those feuds I was hoping we got the end of that with the summer coming to an end here. It is not. We still have Apollo Crews and his boys going up against the Hurt Biz. It should be no contest here. The Hurt Biz would beat the hell out of any combination you want to put up Apollo Crews and his friends. Mustafa Ali gets the win on MVP. I'm going to give this match to stars. Main event of Monday Night Raw, we had the WWE Champion Drew McIntyre put an open challenge to anyone on the roster who he hasn't faced for the WWE Championship. Dolph Ziggler's music hits. Drew McIntyre's like, I just said somebody that did not have a title shot before. And then we get the glorious one, Bobby Roode. Shout out to him. He's coming back. I've been missing Bobby Roode in wrestling.
Back up to his feet.
It's a decent match here. I like what they do in the ring. Shout out to Bobby Roode. So glad to have you back, my friend. I like what he does in the ring. Hard-hitting action, old-school wrestler. I like what he does. Spine busters, old-school submissions. Bobby Roode, welcome back.
Cover by Roode. Kick out by McIntyre. That was Robert Roode's best shot, and McIntyre kicked out.
Roode is in disbelief, and understandably so.
And now that they hit him with their best shot again.
How in the world McIntyre kicked out, I'll never know.
Come on! Get up!
For months, Robert Roode has bided his time, has waited for the perfect opportunity, and it has come tonight. Can he hit another one? Go for another glorious DDT. McIntyre prevents it.
Round and round.
Oh, going for it again, going for it again. Oh, heads up, Claymore!
Obviously, Drew McIntyre's not going to lose here. Drew McIntyre gets the Claymore kick and gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2.5 stars.
Battle-tested champion is victorious.
Here is your winner, and still the WWE champion, Drew McIntyre.
With his body.
In the back, we get Randy Orton about to cash in his receipt on those legends that screwed him out of the WWE Championship at The Clash.
What's going on?
God, I think those night vision goggles.
This episode of Monday Night Raw, I'm going to give it 5 stars. The star power of Ric Flair and HBK couldn't save this show. It was a decent show. I like what they did with the legends. I liked all the legend segments, but that was about it. Shout out to the Hurt Biz. I don't really like how they used them this week. They just had them kind of job out to Mustafa Ali. Not really feeling that. Y'all know the Hurt Biz will put the business down on Apollo Crews, Mustafa Ali, and Ricochet at any given point, at any given time. Shout out to Bobby Roode for coming back. So glad to have him back in wrestling. He's one of the unsung heroes of WWE. I wish they would use him better. It looks like they're finally starting to use him a little bit better. Got him in the title picture. Gave him a WWE Championship match. But what's it going to lead to? I want to see more Bobby Roode at the end of 2020. Once again, the women's matches on WWE Raw was terrible this week. I wasn't really feeling that tag team match. Zelina Vega needs a lot of work. Asuka deserves better. We need to get her some real competition. Where's Rhea Ripley at? She needs to be the competition for Asuka. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support the Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your favorite podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
I'm just a sexy boy. I'm not your boy toy. beat your heart out.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcasts, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas, I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Hey.